Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This week is Shemini, and it certainly is timely. All the parshiot are timely. A Jew should always see himself or herself through the prism of the parsha of the week, because the parsha speaks to us. But this week is especially timely because of the Iraqi war, and all wars bring casualties, and all casualties bring tragedy and sadness and loss. Generally, one of the problems in life, and one of the unavoidable problems in life, is that at one point or another, we all have to deal with loss, and we all have to deal with tragedy. And the parsha of Shemini, the two sons of Aaron, not of Aviu, on the great day that they're being installed, on the day of graduation, so to speak, when the whole family is gathered and everyone is in such a great mood and on a spiritual high, tragedy strikes and the two sons of Aaron are burned to death. And even though the Torah describes that they brought a strange fire, an Esh Zarah, on the altar, but it's difficult to see how the punishment fits the crime, so to speak.
Do we even understand what this means, this Esh Zarah?
Well, there are different, good question, Elliot, there are different opinions as to what Esh Zarah it was. There was no question that it was not in the script of what they were supposed to do. Most of the commentators who saw in Nodav Aviu not rebels, but saw in them holy and great people, said that they tried, so to speak, to climb too high too fast, and that by bringing the strange fire that they were not commanded to do, they attempted to reach a higher level of spirituality, so to speak, to glimpse God, if we can use that phrase. Mm-hmm. And that mankind, all human beings, when they reach too high, oftentimes are singed, oftentimes are burned. We find that in the Talmud, that the great Elisha ben Avuya and Shimon ben Zoma and Shimon ben Azai, all of whom attempted also to contemplate God, to see God, to reach very high spiritually, they were all damaged by it. One lost his faith, one lost his mind, one became a misanthrope, never married, etc. Very rare are the people that can reach, and that's really the lesson in the Torah, is that I imagine in sports they say to play within yourself. That's what they keep on talking about, right? So if you're not, you know, if you're not a 40-point shooter, your job is to be a defense guard. So that's what you should be. Mm-hmm. You should play within yourself, and so that's true in spirituality also, especially in today's world. There are a lot of people that, you know, they jump into the Kabbalistic world, or they jump into the spiritual world, and if you're not ready for it, and if that's not you, like it's not me,
right?
So then you're playing with fire. It's a dangerous thing. So here we have this tragedy that occurs, and the hero, if we again, if I could use such a phrase in such a tragic situation, but the hero is Aaron, is the father.
What makes him the hero?
Because he's quiet. It's Vayidom Aaron. He doesn't, he feels the pain, he feels the loss, he feels the suffering. But somehow he is able to hold himself from rebellion, hold himself from accusation. It's a very confusing world that we live in. The world makes no sense, not the private world, not the public world, not the international world, certainly. Anybody that will tell me, that will explain our present situation and how we got into it, you know, we should get the Nobel Prize for something. Nobody can explain it. It's a very confusing, difficult world. So then the last resource, which has always been present and which Judaism preaches over and over again, is a faith in God, that God, so to speak, knows what he's doing.
And to play within.
And to play within. That's my limitation. My limitation is that somehow, and the Jews always said it in the language of the Talmud, Kol Maide Ovid Rachmono L'Tav Ovid, everything that God does somehow has good to it. So I don't know, it's hard for you or me to see good in the Holocaust, or to see good in personal tragedy, or to see good in war. But we describe God as Baal Milchamot, right? God is the master of war as well. So war is part of civilization. It's part of and to pretend that everything is going to go away is not realistic, and it's really not Jewish. So Aaron is the hero because of his perception of that, his perception of the fact that somehow not only God running the show, but that that their justice is done, and that his children are holy, and that they will have gained the world to come, but he has to suffer this tragedy. I think the tragedy is worse, if I can say so, the tragedy is worse for the living than it is for the dead. The dead are dead, right? But he's got to live another 40 years, 38 years with the pain. And yet Aaron remains the stellar figure. Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, a man of peace, he then without recrimination. Karvon LaTorah, Oev Sabrios, he loves people. Aaron is not changed by what happened to him. I think that to a certain measure we could say that about the Jewish people also. I don't, without being too grandiose about it, but there are not many people in the world that could have withstood the last 2.5 years that we have withstood here living in the land of Israel and not be broken by it, not be changed by it. We have a uniqueness to ourselves in being able to accept situations and deal with it, and that's the uniqueness that we see in the Parsha.
A Jewish view of tragedy. Thank you very much, Rabbi Wein.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.